Hey, we're back.
Wow.
Just like the song said. Anyway, I thought it was funny when Swearingen was filling in for when he needed a break, right? And somebody gave a really good testimony where the next person was like, oh, how do I follow that, you know? But everybody was like laughing and cheering, and Swearingen's like, hey, I just warned you now. And he goes, and the next time I do it, I won't be so nice. And everybody just went, ooh. And that's what we have to do collectively, is blow them away on their stupid rules. I remember when we used to walk in there with our signs. We could, you know, about the issues, you know. Robin Voss looks like a woodpecker, acts like a peckerwood. What's wrong with that? Is that, you know, yeah. I guess that's just not appropriate, right? Because we're supposed to be so civilized and decent with such wonderful servants, right?
I mean, you make a good point, Mike. I mean, I'm always amazed when I'm up there testifying that some of the folks up there, especially on the Republican side, just are not the brightest people up there. I mean, it's just, it's kind of shocking. I mean, you know, we'll know the issue better than they will. You know, they have to rely on their staff or turn their head around their shoulder to see, you know, how am I supposed to answer this? And it's just...
It is. It's a carnival, right? Yeah. Well, it's a circus, and then you add me, and it's a carnival. Carnivals are more fun. Sometimes there's music involved, jokes. But it is like that. I mean, so when... And people notice when they're speaking, they get their chance to speak, and these guys are, you know, leaning around, and you know... And so they're either looking down at the table when somebody's talking, or they're looking down at the Alec playbook to know what to say next. And it's consistent throughout states. You know, whenever this thing comes out, it's like, newsflash, the Republicans said this, and this one said the same thing, and this one said the exact same thing, and it's like, parrots.
Oh, yeah. That's another, you know, way they don't have to do any work. They just take the bill that was produced by the American Legislative Exchange Council and change the state name on it and say this is Wisconsin's law now. Or, you know, yesterday I'm seeing Voss and Lemieux testify. I mean, Voss knows how to dance. Lemieux was such a clod up there. I mean, he just basically didn't know what to say.
Well, it's because he's, you know, only there because his dad was there before him. I mean, come on. It's like Wisconsin's got some of these Republican families that this nepotism in politics that goes back to some of these southern states where, like, ever since we've been a country, certain families have had one of their family members in that spot for centuries. Unbelievable stuff here, people. Wake up. Don't let these clowns take us down like this, man. We could have fun. We could have fun again. Make America great.
You know, the other Voss lie that sticks in my head from yesterday was, he said, not a single court had ruled our maps unconstitutional. It was just a flat-out lie.
What was it? They did, like, how many million maps, and it was in the top four of the worst rigged maps ever?
That's the current ones. They're in the...
That's great. Just like Foxconn.
30 out of a million. It's in the, you know, infinitesimal... range of rigged maps here. It's one of the worst rigged maps they could come up with. But last time, when they also came up with one of the worst maps they could come up with, it did go to federal court. And I sat in on some of that case. It was in the Blue Federal Building down here in Madison. And a three-judge panel ruled that the maps were indeed unconstitutional, that they violated the First Amendment and they violated the 14th Amendment. And there's Voss saying no federal judge is...
Damn it, we'll go to our stack Supreme Court. We'll change that.
So someone called him on it, and he said, well, of course, judges in Madison don't count.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, guys from... where is he from? New Berlin?
New Berlin, Whitewater.
East New Berlin. East New Berlin. Oh, that... Anyway, yeah, he's the worst thing that's ever happened to Wisconsin people. He really is. It's like... Scott Walker's gone. He's done, right? He can't run for office, I don't think. You know, that's why... Cleafish is running.
Well, Walker's cashing in. I mean, he's getting $1 million from Coke-funded groups now.
Cleafish, she said that, you know, these guys got to bring paramilitary
mercenaries.
With them.
She wants mercenaries. I mean, talk about inflammatory rhetoric.
Call up Eric Prince. He knows a lot about that. Hey, we got somebody waiting. Bill in Oconomowoc. Thanks for listening and calling.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I'm going to make your day. I love to dance with Dan O'Donnell from WISN. And he's afraid of me now. He won't let me on the air. But I got through to his screener yesterday, and you're going to like what he told me. I said, you know, if this is called the Dan O'Donnell Talk Show, you need talk to make it a talk show. And he said, oh, we do. I said, how many callers did you take in the last 2 hours? He said, Bill, We took three calls. Can you believe that? You guys take calls, about three calls every 20 minutes. That's just proof of how the Republican right-wing agenda, even on the air, has to control people. If they get a dialogue of democracy and open debate, they lose with a big capital L. So my hat's off to you guys. Hey, you listen to everybody. It makes you head and shoulders above those goofballs. Have a great... Oh, and by the way, you know, when you see Voss, give him a salute for me, and you know what kind of salute I'm talking about.
Yeah, a corn cob salute.
Exactly. He's king of the carnival. He's king of the three-ring circus. You know, he is just a, he's a poster boy for birth control. Have a good day.
Yes. Or maybe, you know, legal abortion. I don't know. But hate to go there. But
I mean, Bill's right about the right-wing agenda on the air, though. And the right-wing and the funders of the right-wing have just been so much more strategic and long-term planning than we have, you know, on the progressive side. And where's all the big progressive money for progressive radio? I mean, as Crudy says all the time, I mean, this is the one station in the state. And
I mentioned that.
And have 85 stations.
I told them yesterday, I said, you know, I didn't bring any paper, but it's on Wisconsin Eye, and I will be talking about it 2 hours on the radio tomorrow. And I said, that's another thing. You guys motivated me to get my own radio show. And I said, but we're not owned by, like, corporations or political party. We pay for it out of our own pocket, right? And so, and it's true that because the station is where it is right now, we can have an impact, right?
Right.
Bill, you're right. I mean... I noticed it, too. I did call Dan Roseanne O'Donnell, or Clan O'Donnell, as I like to call him. Used to be a police officer, right? And he's talking one day, and this was a long time ago. And so I called in, and I told the screener, yeah, you know, I want to talk to Dan, right? And he gets on, and I go, and you used to be a cop before you did this, right? And he goes, yes. And I go, well, it's a damn good thing you're on the radio, because we don't need cops like you on the street.
And
he was just
that?
Like, I don't think he's a real big guy, you know? He probably wears platforms like Chief Irwin does at the Capitol, and I was spewing that to these kids, too. I was told by, you know, one of the people that works in the building that the kids just couldn't stop talking about me the whole tour. Well, I didn't stop talking for most of it either, you know? Look, I'm not going to let these guys bully me out of the Capitol when I'm spewing truth. You guys don't like it? Get a different job, you know, or help me out.
I mean, that's the beauty of Pizza Box Mike, listeners. I mean, he's up there giving people the truth to their face, and they got to hear it because we still have free speech here for a little while longer.
And even though they don't like it, especially like Republicans, I've got their respect, man. They know they can't debate with me on any of the issues, so you have to just suck up the insult and slither away. And I, you know, I don't mean snakes because I like snakes. But hey, thanks for coming in. This has been a blast.
Always fun,
is.
Mike.
Got Luke the Force over there, always making sure that I don't, you know, screw up or swear or anything like that. But I'm thinking about, hey, what do you think about a podcast of Pizza Box after midnight? Huh? Or I could just let her fly, right?
Just the crust.
Oh, it'll get crusty, all right. I got a lot of C words, and they're not all Clinton. Okay, so anyway, I'm pretty good on language. I mean, I just use the common ones we all know that are going to be in the dictionary someday, probably, if we have dictionaries or libraries. We better stand up now. There's more legislation next week, right? Goes to the Senate.
Yeah, they're going to try to ram the sucker through in the next week.
Oh, I'm going to ram some stuff through too then. Thanks again. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Pizza Box Mike. Thanks, Matt Flynn, for letting me fill in again.